Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Blog Talk Radio. The name of the show is called Optimize Your Life. It's sponsored by the Hope Collection, the 501c3 nonprofit that brings hope for lunch every day, Monday through Friday, at this time, Eastern Time, on this radio show. And we have guests who come aboard who share serving others and helping others help others. In fact, that's our theme, helping others, helping them to help others. And in doing that, we're going to multiply the effect, the results, the action, and the purpose-driven operation of making and improving lives for people around us. It's a movement, guys, and here we are, the 1st of March already. A quarter of the year is almost done, and we're about to launch some great, exciting programs that are going to make life better for everybody you know and I know. So hold on to your hats and join us. As, excuse me, I'm wide awake, but I'm yawning this morning because I had a really good evening last night, working on some projects to help make the Hope Collection go forward faster. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot that people are going to get excited about, that when we start some building projects and we start some travel projects and we start things that just are going to make life so much better for so many people. And you can be a part of that. We're recruiting. We'll use the word recruiting. We're inviting people to participate. We're inviting people to join us so that you, too, can make a difference. And they're going to hold a banner high because so many things are going to happen in a great way for so many people. And you can be a part of that. So that's my encouragement today, that you join us. As soon as you get on the show, introduce yourself, and we'll talk about how you can become productive in helping and making this a better world. So guys, I'm just going to stay here for a moment, just be a little quiet, and watch for some of our other guests to join us. And watch that. As soon as I say that, you know, it's funny. When you have expectation, expectation is the idea that you know something is going to occur. That there's, in our case, we look at it and say, well, we know that the Lord wants to bless us and he wants it to occur. What can we do to help make it happen? In most instances, there's actually nothing we can do to let it happen because he gives us grace and we don't have to do anything to get that. We just have to accept it. And so much of life is like that. Unless you're anticipating negative or failure or loss, well, you can almost set that in place by spending time thinking, dwelling on that. But when you think about the positive things in life. In fact, I think in Scripture it says, think on things that are nice, that are great, that are lovely, that are blessed, because it's what God wants us to live in. And I have a gentleman that came into my life several years ago that he and his wife had done nothing but bring that kind of joy in our life and have made a difference in not just our lives, but the lives of people around Lynn and I. And what's really funny is we never would have met. Our worlds were so far apart from each other. I mean, granted, he came out of an engineering and plastics business, so that could have been an area where our paths could have crossed. The service, no, I was not in the service, and frankly, they wouldn't let me in because I had some medical conditions, and even when I begged them to take me, they wouldn't, and that was in the Vietnam era. But they said, no, you can't do this. But so I never would have met him there. My wife and I love to travel, but we went to places like Beaver Island, which is on the Niagara River, and I doubt in a million years that Rick Reese ever was or going to be on Beaver Island in Grand Island, New York. So how was I going to meet him? Well, you know, God led a man to create this program called the Hope Collection, and Joel Griffin was his name, and he had a man of God, a man of walking upright, an educated man, smarter than me. I mean, a PhD in math, and I don't know about you, they pushed me out of school. They said, take it, but get out of here. But he had a PhD and ended up being an advisor to three presidents and actually spoke in front of, in England, in Parliament, to explain to them how to use free enterprise and the free markets to expand prosperity generationally. They listened to him. And so for the longest time, that was what was going on in England, and they kind of changed courses under Margaret Thatcher, and so they had great years of prosperity. Well, speaking of prosperity, let me talk to someone who understands that word, because it's not just money in your pocket, money in the bank, a big house, big car, fast car. It's a lifestyle, and it's a commitment to living your life serving others. And this gentleman, his wife, and he is, by the way, he was an officer and a gentleman, so I can call him that. And it's not just legal, it's actual. And then he and his wife have led a life of servant leader. And because of that, the blessings and the fruit on the tree, this past weekend his son got married, had a fantastic wedding at a resort and a place. He could tell a story about that. Incredible. A dream wedding. And a dream life is coming up for him and his son and his family because Rick and Brenda have walked the walk of living for the Lord. And so I want to say hello, Rick Reese, and thank you for coming aboard today. Appreciate it so much.
Good morning. Good morning. I guess it's afternoon where you are, though. Hey, Ron, maybe the Gideons. Maybe you would have gone to an international convention since we're Gideons. I appreciate the intro.
Yeah, I don't know
because I haven't been to a convention, international Gideon convention.
Neither was I. I really had never planned on being one, so you know, I probably
yeah.
Again, it's one of those cases that Rick, the only way that anybody could take a look at our lives and say, you know, they got together because, and the words that have to come out of that person's mouth after is because the Holy Spirit had reason for
there
us
you
to
go.
Connect, to walk and build his kingdom.
There you go. There you go. As Steve Jobs says, the dots connect looking back. And looking back and knowing that Joel was a master connector anyway, you know, looking back, we see exactly why Joel brought us together, you know, as the Holy Spirit directed him, because of what we're doing and care to impact the lives of people and helping others by helping them help others. And I just appreciate the relationship. I mean, it's life-changing all around, and we're just getting started.
Yep.
We're just getting started.
You know,
and that's the beauty of what this is. Mm-hmm.
Rick, you reminded me of something last night as we were chatting. And last night there actually was the first of the new board of the Hope Collection, the 2022 version going forward. The new operation of the Hope Collection board met and reviewed the many things that are going to help make this program, this project, this 501c3 nonprofit organization, practical, applicable, and successful. And one of the projects that came up in the conversation of how Joel and Insights years ago, working with you, set up the Hope Travel. And it was all about to do several things, obviously, to bless people through travel and the operations that could make life better for someone using the Hope Travel program to Service 365. And then the other thing was how it could help fund it and benefit people and then spread God's kingdom. But last night, as you were reiterating the need to kind of readdress that, how we're going to make that work, I got thinking. I had made a presentation about 10 days ago to my church, and I presented the idea of travel, funding by travel, which is an actual operation, a outreach that the Surge 365 program that you invented works and operates. Well, I was thinking this Saturday, it's serve. It's a serve committee weekend, and every 4 months, our church as a whole congregation volunteers to go out in the community, and we have different assignments. They create different assignments for the people to go out and do in the community to make a difference. And one of the things they do, I think, is just so magnificent. The treasurer, whatever it's called, goes down to the bank and gives a bunch of money, and they buy bags of rolls of quarters. And then a group of volunteers, they made a list of every laundromat in the city of Buffalo, in the inner city, and in the outer city, the east side, west side, south side, north side, wherever there are laundromats, we have the list of every one of them.
Mm-hmm, they show.
And volunteers take those roll of quarters and walk into the laundromat and give every person there a roll of quarters
Wow.
for their wash.
That's awesome.
Now, you talk about, I call it, it's kind of a modern-day washing of the feet. You know, because a lot of people that
nice.
Are in laundromats, most of them don't have, the reason they're there, they leave their home, they pack up their dirty laundry and go someplace either by car or taxi, or they got to walk with one of those little wheelers behind them to a laundromat, and it's, the weather this time of year isn't so nice many times, and they got to go take that, and then they got to go there and sit there for hours and maybe read a book, or maybe they read the Bible, maybe they, whatever. They're sitting there watching their laundry while it cooks, washes, and cleans. But the money that they have to spend to do that, if you added up what they spend in a year, they could buy a laundromat. You know, they could buy a washing machine for the house. But they don't have the wherewithal to do that, so they go to the laundromats. This program that our church does is on every 4 months. People have come to recognize, hey, here comes Life Church again, and I volunteered to be a part of doing that this Saturday. I'm really excited about this time doing
that. That's nice.
And I'm looking forward to it. Well, now I have another presentation. This is so cool, Rick. Next Christmas, what's going to happen, because we're going to put funding by travel in place at our church, we're going to have the money that the church will earn from the Vortex program, people just traveling, and because they do that out of stewardship of a bunch of money comes back to the church. That's one cash stream that's going to come. Second thing, though, that doesn't cost the church a dime, but they're going to accumulate what are called travel credits. And I'm banking on by next December that our travel credits will accumulate sufficiently. Maybe it'll be enough that we can buy 100, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to buy 100 gift cards from grocery stores around the city. And we may use
this
laundromat as the place to do it, but we're going to go there and hand out those cards. Now, here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to negotiate with a company like Top Supermarkets or wherever. We have different supermarkets in our marketplace. I'm going to negotiate with them to buy the cards and buy them at a discount so we can give more cards out to more people.
Ron, listen. You can get those cards through the membership. You can get those gift cards through the membership. And, so that's where you would get those cards from. Use your reward credits and get those cards through the membership.
That's right. But the funding that we raise during the year, we can use to negotiate with a local chain grocery store so we can buy more. I want to make sure this is like an impact that's going to be felt around the city. We can make an impact and church group, I want to make it known around the city that that Surge 365, the whole Hope Church of Buffalo, is really making a difference. We're putting the money in their hands so that people can buy what they want to buy, what they need. Not, you know, it's nice to give someone a turkey or a ham or a gift for a child. How about giving them the money so they can go maybe pay a bill or maybe buy the gift themselves or buy some groceries they wouldn't have bought for Christmas? But let them have the power of doing that.
Wow.
That's so awesome. That is my mission in that area.
That's awesome, Ron. You know, and what's so beautiful about that is that money is there, and it flows away from us. And what you're talking about with the tool of the funding by travel and allowing people to book their travel and to save on their travel, wherever it may be, as like we say, 8 billion people who were locked down from the pandemic have that pent-up desire to get away, and they use the Vortex link of your church, and they book that trip. You don't have to manage it as a fundraising program. They're just self-booking. And instead of that money flowing away from them to Expedia and Travelocity and Priceline and Bookit.com, which, by the way, all these companies are owned by Priceline and Expedia. And instead of them booking through them, now they're booking through that Vortex link, the same hotel. But now they're saving up to 60%. And now your church is earning 60% of whatever that's saved by all of these people, especially now as we're coming to spring break. Give out that free link to the world. And they book through that link. They save up to 60%. 60% of whatever they save comes back to the church. And so not only through that Vortex are you earning 60% of what they save, you're earning reward credits on that booking. For every dollar they spend, you're earning 3 reward credits, which accumulate. And so these are the reward credits that accumulate in your vault, the reward credits vault. And man, you can purchase things out of that vault, whether it's free travel. You may have a missions group going somewhere. Let those reward credits pay for the missions team's travel. You may say, like you're saying, we're going to use these reward credits to purchase gift cards. You know, purchase those gift cards or maybe restaurant coupons, you know, through the membership. But you can use those accumulated reward credits, you know, to purchase anything through the membership for anyone. And so, man, what a concept. So now what you're doing is you're capturing, you know, resources that would flow away from you in the church to now come back to the church. And you say it all the time. That's just good stewardship.
Fun. Isn't it so much fun, Rick? I'm so proud. You know, I look back a few years ago when I made that phone call. Hi, I'm Ron Clayton. And you said, who?
And, who? Click. At least it didn't go click.
Well, we got matched up. You know, Joel Griffin said, well, Rick, you ought to know this guy. And I said, okay. And Joel said, hey, Ron, you should know this guy. And as a result, our life has never been the same. It never will be.
I know. What I appreciate about you and Linda is that you guys came on board in Surge, YTB, and next thing I know, you're in Europe.
Where'd he go?
Hey, you gave him a tool. And he's like, hey, I've been wanting to do this. I made a promise to my beautiful bride, and we are cruising in Europe. And that was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. Next thing I know, I'm getting information on Anne Frank, and here's how you do this. And, oh, man, you took me on a journey when you was describing, you know, the cruise, the Viking River cruise. And then you was going through that. I was there. All you can eat cream of wheat, you know, waking up every morning, sunset, sunrises. And, oh, boy. Just the, how they treated you, you know, the first-class treatment and, you know, all the just the food and the dining and the balcony suite and just being able to relax and how the staff and, oh, boy, huh? You can't beat that life. That's a beautiful place.
And, you know, I got to tell you, my wife, just before we went on this cruise, I don't know that we've ever told you this, Rick, but Linda had just – he had a second bout of cancer. And the first time was bad enough that, you know, she went through, a lot of women, when they have breast cancer, they have to go through chemo and radiation and they lose their hair. It's traumatic. It's a life traumatic experience. And so we came out of that, and then the opportunity that came into our hands because you came in our life, and we had the opportunity to fulfill that dream of going to Europe. She studied English Lit in high school, and she knows all about all the history of Europe and England and all that stuff. And so be able to take her there and allow her to experience what she only learned through a book, to handle it.
Oh, my God.
Stand in front of Heidelberg College, the oldest college in Europe, the world, and to stand in front of it, or to go to the Lindt Chocolate Factory and buy unlimited numbers. By the way, not buy. We went around the store for an hour and a half, and they just came out and handed out a bowl, this girl, and they handed out Lindt, those truffles. They're wrapped up in foil, and red and blue and yellow and white. And we just walked around the store and kept saying they could offer them sample after sample after sample. And then we had the wonderful trip in Amsterdam, and we went and saw the Van Gogh, I've seen pictures in the little book, little pictures, 3x3 of Van Gogh's famous artwork. No, I stood right in front of the real piece of work he did. Those masters. The masters of the painters from the Netherlands, they're called the masters. And these pictures that you see in your history book are about 3x3. They're 25 feet wide and 30 foot long and 25 foot high. There's five of them.
Wow.
Stood right in front of them and then had a art person tell us all about the history of those, the pictures and the people who are in it. To take a cruise around one of the islands, the Netherlands is all water, and if it wasn't for windmills pumping the water out, it would be underwater. It would sink. And today, those windmills are still there. And, you think of the Tulip and the Tulip Festival and all that's all there. And they now have diesel electric pumps to pump the water out, but the windmills are still working. 400 years old.
Amazing.
Still working.
400 years old.
Then we went to a little town called Rüdesheim. And Rüdesheim is on the Rhine River, right in the Rhine Valley. And if you ever heard of Riesling wine, it's a white, sparkling, sweet wine. That's where it was invented in the world. It's world famous. And the vineyards go, the mountains are straight up. The vines grow on the side of the mountain. I'm trying to figure out. I think they have people that have one leg longer than another to work there because you stand on the cliff. The tractors have a short wheel and a long wheel so they can ride along the edge when they harvest the grapes. But we went to this little village and we sang. I remember this little German pub we were in, the German singing. And then we were singing Sweet Caroline with an opera band. And the town was all Christmas gifts and was all decorated for Christmas. It was an historical, several hundred years old. And, that's why I love cream of wheat. I love it. It's my favorite breakfast. I buy the instant, and I buy two packs. I have two packs every morning and pour it in the bowl, put it in the microwave with a cup of water, and then I use raw sugar because I like to make the raw sugars. I got the molasses in it, and it's really good, and I have it every morning. Well, on the cruise, I got to do that, get up every morning and walk down to the area where the restaurant area was of the ship on the front of the boat, and the chef was there, and he prepared any kind of meal you wanted. But every morning I walked in, and I got the second morning, I just walked up, and he had a bowl ready there for me.
Wow.
That's a life. That's a lifestyle. I never experienced
that. That's a lifestyle.
And, because you opened your heart, here's the key. Rick, you opened your mouth. You shared what God put inside of you. And if more of us would be willing to do that every day with somebody, what kind of world can we make this? How can God's kingdom just explode? I was at the coffee shop this morning before I got home to get through the show today. And the one place I go to, there's a sign in the window, "Gone Fishing." Little coffee shop. They're gone fishing. I know the owner went to Arizona. And so I had to go to a different place. I walked in, and the lady that was waiting on me, I was her last customer, the last table of the day before she went home. Carolyn has a son, and his name is Corey, and Corey lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. Corey went to college and school for theatrical. and theatrical management. And, you know, the theaters have all been closed for the last 2 years.
Right.
He's working at Perkins. He's got college debt. He knows that the career in theater is gone. So we're talking, well, what do you do? I didn't even ask.
How about that?
And I said, well, you know, it's funny. I've been blessed to kind of be the president of an organization called the Hope Collection. He said, I never heard of that. I said, you never heard of Hope? Oh, no, I know Hope. I said, well, I had Hope this way. Then I tested him out and gave her testimony of my stroke. And she said, sir, you'd never know you had a stroke. I said, you didn't see me roll in here, did you? But anyways, we got talking, and I found out about her son. And her. I expect this afternoon at 2 o'clock, right after this call, I'm expecting a call from Corey in North Carolina. She got so excited. By the way, I pulled out my phone, and I put the 365 touch videos on, and I just handed her to the phone.
Nice.
She wants her husband to learn how he can have a new career, and he doesn't have to give up his job to do it. He can keep going on. He doesn't have to go in debt to make it happen, and he can start making money tomorrow. But if he builds a team, he can make a fortune. So that's what happened this breakfast this morning.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, I was I'm doing the business plan for the Jobonomics.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been doing some research on e-tourism, and it made me so excited when I started looking at e-tourism and m-tourism, mobile tourism, and how everything has shifted based on technology and being online from where it was when I first got started in the travel business back in 2004, and how huge e-tourism is. And I Googled e-tourism, and it just absolutely flat out blew me away. And because I hadn't looked back at that. And what was interesting is back in 2007, we actually opened a training center, and that was the ETTC, the E-Commerce Travel Training Center. And we used to train. I bought tables and chairs, and we set up a whole training complex. We were actually doing online presentations and training before people even knew about a Zoom or going online. We were doing that on a weekly basis. And it's so funny because if you can understand where technology is and take advantage of technology, it matures. And so we've been riding this train of e-travel and e-tourism since back in 2005, 2006. I actually had an understanding of what we were doing when it was YTB as a travel agency, and the shift of the industry to online. And that's when travel agents were still prevalent. Every little strip mall had a mom and pop's travel agency. And I saw the writing on the wall back in 2004 when I came on board that everything is going to shift, just like the horse and buggy and the automobile. You know, everything was going to shift to the automobile, and the horse and buggy was going to go the way of the dinosaur. And same thing with the travel and people actually letting travel agents do their booking. I saw that. And so we were just preparing for it. But the resistance that we got at that time was huge. It was huge because it was just like the car, the automobile, and the horse and buggy industry. Horse and buggy didn't go out peacefully. They were like, no, pollution. They were probably right. But this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this is going to happen. Not realizing that once technology starts setting in, you can't stop it. You know, once people find a quicker, easier way to do things, you can't stop it. But they say necessity is the mother of invention. But I saw that. And so we were training and we were advertising, you know, to the libraries. If you want to become a travel agent, if you want to become an online travel agent. And we were advertising our services. and no one was really getting it. No one was really getting it. And but we were learning, and we had courses I had put together, and we were teaching and training, regardless if anyone got it. We just, the 4, 5, 10 people that we had, we were training them. Anybody who could see, we were training. All of that work went in back then. And that's why, you know, even you look at fundingbytravel.com, that has ridden the wave of change from back then to now that we have the vortex, which makes it even so much even better than back then. And but fast forward from back then to now, and it's amazing how in putting together this this business plan to train and to teach e-tourism, travel and e-tourism, it's basically the same thing that has shifted to the internet entirely, because the traditional travel agents have gone the way of the dinosaur. You don't see all the proliferation of travel agents. You know, this generation today, they don't even know what a travel agent is. It's like, nah, you just go online, right? You just go online and book it yourself. Why pay somebody else to do that for you? And what they don't realize is that anytime you do anything online, someone gets paid. Surge puts in the possibility for now you to get paid if you book through, you know, the Surge and the Vortex instead of somebody else getting paid. Somebody is getting paid anytime you do anything on the internet. Someone's getting paid. Now Surge 365 and the Vortex allows you, affords you, empowers you with the opportunity that you can, not only you get paid, you can direct that wealth that is being paid anywhere you want. And seeing, Ryan, what you're doing with the churches, you're saying, okay, let's take this wealth that's created and let's use it to buy the coupons. Let's use it to buy the gift cards. Let's use it to support missions. You've got a source of wealth, a tool that allows you to dip, you know, like it's dipping into a cool bucket of water and pull out whatever it is you need to do whatever you got to do with it, instead of giving that to someone else. But all the training courses and all the things that we've done, we did back in the day, is coming full circle again. And so as I'm writing this business plan, I'm like, this is deja vu. know, we've been here before. We've seen
you
this.
Practice.
Now I was talking to my aunt. We've practiced. We've taught. We've done everything that now people can see. We've done this. And I was just talking to my aunt this morning, and I was just telling her how if people will listen, like everybody on this call that's listening to me right now is a leader, and everything that you're being called to do, God has already prepared you to do it. You know, if you look back in your past, something that you went through has prepared you for this moment right now. And if you can just bring those two together, you are absolutely thoroughly prepared to take on any challenge in the future, because he's already prepared you from your past right now. And I was thinking about that as I'm writing this business plan. I'm like, wow, this is such a – it's so cool, because that's where your confidence to walk into the future comes from. If you can recall the things that prepared you for the moment, and because now you're ready to go. And see, and that's God's leadership. That's servant leadership. And it just keeps going, and it keeps going. And so, Ron, I'm flat out excited. But what I wanted to share with you, you know, based on in putting together this this whole business plan for e-tourism, is that, and we know this, the problem is, the travel and tourism sector, that industry, took a major hit during the pandemic. And they suffered a loss of almost $4.5
trillion
during the pandemic. The loss in, I mean, the domestic visitor spending decreased by 45%, almost 50%. You know, 62 million jobs were lost during this pandemic. You have the 8 billion people who have been locked down globally wanting to travel. And here steps in Surge 365. One of the things that the World Travel and Tourism Council, the WTTC, said, they made a statement. They said, travel is the key to economic recovery worldwide once the COVID-19 pandemic has been combated. We're at that place right now. And so here's forecast. Here's the forecast. U.S. domestic travel and tourism spending is forecast to reach more than $1.1 trillion this year, which surpasses the pre-pandemic levels by 11.3%. International travel spending in the U.S. could see a growth of $113 billion compared to 2020, reaching nearly $155 billion. Employment in this sector will also surpass pre-pandemic levels, reaching nearly 16.8 million jobs above pre-pandemic levels, you know, by almost 200,000 jobs. And so U.S. travel and tourism recovery is projected to exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2022 right now. And so as I'm putting this business plan together, we have the answer. We have the answer to not only economic but employment benefits that we have not seen since before the pandemic. And we're here, and we're postured. What I love about what you and Linda did when we introduced this opportunity to you, you know, we opened up our heart, but you took the key. You said, hey, what's this? Hey, this opens doors. You took the key and started opening doors. And that's what's so powerful about your approach, you know, to life, you know, and that's one of the things that we offer things to people, but what is their approach to life to be able to take a key and to look at their life and say, oh, I can use this key here for prosperity. I can use this key here for generational wealth. I can use this key here to travel and have fun right now. And like you said, I can use this key here to set up a hope cruise, you know, so Rick can eat his, what do you call those burgers?
Guy burgers.
So Rick can eat his unlimited guy burgers and bust the bank.
Or her brother can go get her toenails. She got a pedicure done by little fish that chew away
the little fishies. with artists and Anne.
Yes. The silly girls.
They dipped their feet in a little water and the manicuring little fishies, I forget what they call them, that eat the scales off your feet.
Yeah.
And wow. Wow.
Well,
and make you go.
We would never dream of doing, Rick.
Oh, man. I thought about it and the thought went.
Right away. Rick, at that weekend when we were on the ship that one day, I think you were in Cozumel when this happened, there was a sun experience circumstance that occurred. Can only be described as, you know, I call it a Holy Spirit moment when you were taking some pictures and the floodgates of the kingdom of heaven were opened up to your camera. And you shared a view of glory and how meaningful that was to you on that trip. And I know you've shared that story many times. And, you know, to give people, God gives man a dream. He created the world for us to live in that dream, the garden. The garden still exists. It's been compromised, no question, but the garden still exists. And he still wants us to be fulfilled in living in it, giving him the glory for creating it. And so our organization, our purpose for living is to create the dream, the living dream that allows someone to grow and prosper in their spirit so that they can maximize sharing that uplifting, that holiness. Because you get it when you're traveling and you're experiencing places around the world. When you're in the mountains and you're out in the desert in Phoenix or in the mountains or you're on the oceans, or you're in the waterfalls in a foreign country and the rain come down, or you're zip lining, or you're underwater snorkeling, and you're seeing the creation of God's majesty in the sea and the magnificence of it, is an experience of fulfilling of life, of not pleasure, but of favor. It's not the favor. It's not the pleasure. It's the favor of God's blessings on us.
It's true. It's a spiritual travel and play. That's why people have to remember to play. You know, we play as kids, and sometimes we forget to play as adults. But play brings you back into a place of just peace, and it increases your spirituality and your communication. Think about it. Sitting on the beach, and you've got the warm weather, and you've got the sunset, and you've got the water, and the white sands, and people are walking by, and you see all the water sports, you see the parasailing, you see the jet skis, and the boats out there, and you see a cruise ship in the distance, and you're just there. You got your shades on, you got the beach butler that's right there. If you want food, if you want drinks, if you want whatever it is, they're there to bring it to you, and you're laid out, and you're just laying there. And you are just feeling at peace. You know, work is in a whole nother realm. You know, people talking is in a whole nother realm. And you are totally at peace. Your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit is at total peace. And then God begins to speak to you. It's like, I was trying to get a hold of you, but you was just so busy and so anxious. It's a spiritual feeling.
I have to share with you something. I just found it the other day because I was looking at our line of sponsorship and our organization just to get a feel for where we're at and where we're headed. I don't know where we're headed. Lord's in charge of that, but I know we're heading big places and glorifying Him. But we saw in 2015, you know, where we started and everything like that and where we are from it. And, you know, it's just amazing the depth of my faith and relationship with my Maker that's happened, number one, because of you and the relationship with you and Brenda. Number one, without question, more continuous Joel and artist, more with just the fact that we've become more embedded in our faith and in the fellowship and the church that we're operating in. All these pieces are coming together because we said yes. And
wow.
We didn't know. Had no clue this was where it was going to take us. And, you know, to be able to say to somebody, you know, like today I said to Deborah, you know, your son could experience all this. And she looked at me and she says, wow. That's Gary Offerville's famous word, wow. I'm telling you, he's calling you this afternoon. I'm calling him when I get out of here, and he's calling you this afternoon because I told him I was broadcasting at noon today. You see, the outreach is a fulfillment of God's wanting to fulfill us, because when He does that and we accept it, we can share that, and that's what attracts people. We are people attractors, and we're glory lifters. And what fun. What absolute fun, Rick. I can't think of a better joy ride than we're having than right now with you.
That's true. Hey, Healing Nations with Vacations is a slogan that that Surge came up with before the pandemic. In 2019, Surge came up with the slogan "Healing Nations with Vacations" before anyone knew about the pandemic, and that was our slogan. And of course, now we're a company of hope, and it's amazing how as a company, Surge is riding what's happening real time before it happens. You know, they come up with Healing Nation. Uh-huh.
Rick, I just got my mail. The mailman, postman came to the door. And I'm always expecting something. Every day I'm expecting something. This is the 2022-24 Viking Special Savings Ocean Cruises Edition Manual. Oh, cruising around. There's a cruise around the world. You know, let me not accumulate enough points. That's what I'm going to take her on. The cruise around the world. 90 days around the world. Can you imagine?
Brenda and I are going on that.
Wow.
We're going. That's one of the things that we're actually going to do. 3 months, and it goes to all the important ports. And you can see
can
all the important ports without having, huh?
Could we join you?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask Brenda.
So how do you do that?
You know. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a 3 month cruise. And it's kind of like a honeymoon thing, you know. It's kind of like a honeymoon thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things. It's like when we went to, when she completed the Commodore training, we did the 15-day cruise, and and we left out of Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, once you complete the training, they give you a cruise anywhere they cruise for free. Princess. And, I mean, it's not just because you're a great person. It's because they now want you to experience the product so that you can share the opportunity with other people. And it's a promotional thing. But so she becomes a Commodore with Princess Cruises. And you know what's interesting about that whole cruise, we're on the cruise with maybe 30 other travel agents, and on the cruise they'll take you around because part of it is to show you the ship. And the other travel agents were traditional travel agents. And I was just telling Brent, I said, you know, the opportunity that YTB provides as a host travel agency, you know, where they are the umbrella, and you can save yourself from having to spend money for all the certifications and all the trainings, because it's part of the program. They're the umbrella that takes care of all those costs. And you just come in, and you're able to participate by taking the training free because you're under the umbrella of your travel YTB travel network. And so we're with all these other travel agents that have sunk perhaps a ton of money in the certifications, in the trainings, and they have the overhead. So most of them, I'm sure, have gone out of business because that was 2016. And you know, fast forward to now, they went through that whole trial period. But here we still are because we don't have the overhead run. But anyhow, so we took this trip, and we left out 15 days, Western Europe cruise, and we left out of Fort Lauderdale, and we said we are just going to do honeymoon. we're not going to talk to anybody. We're just going to just Brenda, you and I, you know. And of course, that lasted maybe 2 days. but the intention was to go in and do honeymoon. Brenda, just you and I, we're going to do all these events and do all these dances and ballroom dancing. And so we left out of Fort Lauderdale 8 days to cross the Atlantic. And that was just a beautiful time. Like 2 days in, you know, we actually started getting sucked into everything. But anyhow, 8 days across the Atlantic, and then the Azores, Portugal, Bilbao, Spain, and Bilbao. We're like, why go to Bilbao, Spain? The Guggenheim Museum is in Bilbao, Spain. And so we stopped and went to the Guggenheim World Famous Museum. And had a beautiful time there, and the architecture of that museum was just amazing. And Spain, then Paris, and we spent time in Paris, and we just went around shopping and sightseeing. And it's so nice, like even doing like this 30-day cruise where you go into a port and you can see the things you want to see and then get back on the ship and go to the next one. You know, as opposed to just flying in sometimes on a destination, you're just stuck there. And but Paris and then London, and we ended up in Southampton, London. Then we jumped on a bus and went up to Stonehenge, and we stayed in Stonehenge for a minute. And then we said, okay, well, that's the end of the cruise. Let's go to London for another week. And so we stayed in London. And then once we were in London, we said, well, since we're over here, You know, it's interesting, Ron. It's hard to find, once you complete those trainings, the Commodore training, it's hard to find cruises that, because everybody sets up the longer cruises, I mean, like in a minute. And so when we saw it, we're like, hey, here's a 15-day Western Europe cruise. Book it! and so we booked it. And then we realized later that there's no return trip. it ends in London. It ends in England. How do you get back home? And so once we came to our senses, got up off the floor, we realized that, okay, well, since we're over here, let's stay in London and Mildenhall Air Force Base. We stayed at Mildenhall Air Force Base, you know, being military retired. We can stay in on-base housing. And so we got a general officer's suite that we stayed at. And we were trying to, and we just enjoyed London. We were taking the subway into London, Wilmington, with a tennis, and we were just taking the subway all over the place. Piccadilly Square.
The subway way, 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 way underground. That's what amazed me, how far underground.
I mean, it is, but, I mean, you don't really, you know, for me, I was like, okay, subway. I don't know. But we were able to take it and go all over London. And I just had a wonderful, wonderful time for about a week. And we were staying at Mildenhall. And for the last 3 days, because we were trying to catch a military flight over to Frankfurt, another military base in Germany. We said, well, since we're here, and a lot of things were going on in the military, so we ended up saying, okay, well, let's take a commercial flight. And so we flew into where was that? In Holland somewhere? I forget the airport where they
Amsterdam.
Have the chocolates and the
Amsterdam.
No, I forget the airport. But what was that? But it was in Amsterdam, Holland, and the airport just had. It was just a huge airport that we were able to shop and eat and chocolates and, you know, on our way to Germany. It was just a stop on our way to Germany, and we got into Frankfurt, and we took 5 weeks. But I say all that to say it was supposed to be a honeymoon kind of a deal. Of course, you know, it still was a honeymoon kind of deal, but we are looking at taking the 3-month cruise. We're looking at taking a 3-month cruise and not sure when. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we'll see. You know, that would be awesome to go with you guys. You know, but when we're going to go and coordinating it, it's usually easier to go.
Rick, that reminds me. 2 years ago, before the pandemic, I took the American River Cruise certification courses. And there was really, it was quite easy. I mean, you know, it took a couple days because there's six different curriculums you have to take because they're six at the time in six different ships, paddle wheels, small ships. You know, when we're talking less than 100 people on a cruise ship that goes in New England all the way up around Maine, up to Boston, and you know, Boston. You know, my brother-in-law's from my Boston. You heard that commercial. Anyway, I took the certifications, got certified, and since that day, last week, I just got another certificate from American River Cruise. We can go on one of the, Linda and I can go on one of the cruises for 75% off the price.
We haven't had time to go.
Why is it so hard for people to understand that? So this 3-month cruise, of course, Brenda's going to go as a Commodore.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the, you know, percentage off is for that, but it's significant because she's traveling as an insider versus a consumer. Why is that so hard for people to understand that it's cheaper, and not only cheaper, but they treat you so much better? They roll out the red carpet when you actually are a partner. And so for the pandemic right now, with travel coming back and riding the wings of the travel professionals, travel agents, travel advisors, they treat you so special. when we were in Punta Cana for the first 3 days, we stayed at the Majestic and as travel agents, and great rates per night. I mean, like, excellent rates per night for an all-inclusive, you know, five-star. And you can't explain that to people. You can't. I mean, they're either there or they're not. But traveling as an insider has its advantages. So, but yeah, that's one of the things we're going to do, Ron. We're going to do a 3-month cruise. And I know you got the brochure, and you can see all the different ports. And we'll probably do Princess, since Brenda's a Commodore, Princess. But
yeah,
we also,
right.
We also with Carnival, we're platinum with Carnival. So Carnival is pretty interesting. You know, we've done a total of 36 cruises. Carnival is interesting because I think we were cruising Mexican Riviera, leaving out of San Diego, and there was a line that was just crazy. And we walked past the line because we're platinum, and we're looking at all of these people, mobs of people, and we just kind of walked right by, and we're on the ship 2 hours before they let them on. And so we're walking around
because
the ship.
You earned that.
Yeah.
You earned the right for that to happen.
Yeah.
But the reason, Rick, the reason that there are so many people that are all over the place, out in front of us, many of them have succumbed. They've just been so overwhelmed, and they allowed the control and the lack of, and I'm sorry, I'm not judging it, but their level of trust and faith has been diminished. It's been hurt. It's been bruised. And so what God is saying to us is, I'm blessing you so you can bless others and restore them. And you can use my restorative powers through the dreams that you share and the examples. And, you know, Christ said, tell your story and the group doesn't want to hear it, dust your sandals off and go find another group. That's scripture.
I have really been good at that. Not dusting off, but I've been really good at accepting, you know, people wherever they're at.
When
and
you
just
know
keep
them,
moving.
It really hurts. It hurts when you know them and you really love them.
Even there, I have been releasing people and accepting and not struggling against that whole thing of, you know, timing. I have absolutely been releasing people and allowing them to be wherever they're at. And even the people that I know. And that has given me so much peace to release people. And no matter where they're at, knowing that to try to change anything, I'm struggling against something much bigger than myself. And allowing that to flow. And that has given me so much peace during these times. And I've committed to that, to accept people, situations, and circumstances where they are, knowing that to go against it and to try to change it and to struggle against it, I'm struggling against something bigger than me, and allowing people to be who they are. And I have just at peace with that.
You have been given a blessing that you're able to share because it has, and it is helping many of us. I could say for a fact that it has helped me with dealing those things because it's human to be human. But you have demonstrated the blessing of accepting what things and where people are at and not judgment. You do it magnificently. I want you to know that.
Well, just recent. Thank goodness. For about a year and a half, about 2 years, I've been actually practicing that. And I am in, like, total peace. I'm not struggling. Because it's like you're struggling against God. He knows. And being able to accept his will and just flow with his will, you know, and knowing when to step up, knowing when to speak, knowing, you know, it gives you a peace because it shifts the responsibility to him. It's all, hey, let go, let God.
Amen. Well, the show time is worn out, and I thank you so much, Rick, that you would have the time today and you commit the time for us to be able to share this, and I'm excited about where we're headed, that I expect within the next 3 months we're going to have an explosion. There are going to be a real revelation of the blog radio shows and the number of people we're going to be touching. It's just going to explode, as is the travel industry. So we're onward and upward.
Amen.
Thank you again. Be blessed. Talk to you later.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye now.